This is Greg Tingle speaking for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to one of the great legendary Australian wrestlers and wrestling promoters, Steve Crusher Rackman. Welcome to the program, Steve. I'm good. Steve, we couldn't write an article on great Aussie wrestling promoters without speaking to yourself. So what does make a great wrestling promoter, and also in the same vein, what makes a great Aussie wrestler?
Well, I think the lot in wrestling is done today. You're looking at a guy called Vince McMahon, who has the flair and the imagination, the wherewithal, financial backing, to create something that's more than just a wrestling promotion. It is a show.
Yes.
A massive show that's watched by more people on the than any other thing that's available to a viewer.
Yes.
He's got script writers. He's probably filming with 30 or 40 cameras in a building that at times can accommodate 100,000 people.
Yeah.
At some of the big events. Mm-hmm. So, that's what makes a great wrestler. Plenty of money, plenty of flair, plenty of great script writers, and some wonderful athletic talent as well.
Yes, and with a man like Vince McMahon, obviously his father was involved in wrestling promoters as well, so I guess his heart was in it, and he had a vested interest being a private company and giving a rat's ass about how profitable and successful that company was, rather than just a situation where you had another back company just throwing money at a product which doesn't work, as has happened in the past.
Yeah, yes, that's true. I mean, wrestling in America had reached a stage where it needed a whole injection of new material. It had to be seen as a continuing story, a serialized event that will continue on and continue to gain crowd support. I mean, in the United States, you're looking at 10-20% illiteracy.
Wow.
Now, the sort of wrestling that they're doing these days appeals to millions and millions of Americans.
Yes.
And you're off to a very good start when you've got that situation.
Yes, and it even attracts a worldwide audience where some of the storylines are compelling, in fact, to the entire world. And with the wrestling promotion situation over there, do you think Vince McMahon and his informants, they realised the opportunity when WCW came up for sale, and they also picked up some of the ECW stars for continuing storylines and fresh talent?
Oh, yes. I mean, the opportunity always exists for somebody that has the financial capacity to buy and sell. I mean, Australia apparently has also got a tremendous following in his particular wrestling field.
Yes.
When they came out to Melbourne, I believe, a couple of years ago, and they sold Colonial Stadium, about 56,000 tickets were sold in 1 hour.
I was there. It was huge.
Now, that just indicates the sort of pay-per-view following that there is in this country.
Yes.
And I would imagine that the same deals are being done in Britain, Europe, I'm sure Canada, and I'm sure Mexico and South America's as well.
Yes, and we purchased the DVD to remember the event, and I dare say tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people, probably tens of thousands, did the same thing as well. So it's a whole money-making marketing promotions machine.
It's a multi-billion-dollar empire.
Yeah, so what can today's promotions and promoters, people looking to step up to the next plate to take on a Vince McMahon, what should they be looking at from your experience in the promotions field?
I don't set